All right, so it's great to see you again, Chris. It's been 2 years since we first introduced ourselves at the SHOT Show a couple years ago. It has been a very exciting road since then. When you first saw us at the SHOT Show 2 years ago, we didn't really have an idea what we were in for. We knew we hit a nerve with the hunters. We knew that being able to get hunters off the ground, letting them take more food, more water. Have awnings, have a nice little base camp system, would kind of change things, and it's grown since then. Now we are the official company that manufactures for Remington Guns. So
That's
and we
big.
debuted, yes, very exciting, right? Since I think the last time you and I saw talked, we had the quad model, which now they call the 410.
Well, Kevin, it's funny. When I first stumbled upon your booth at SHOT Show a couple of years ago, you were tucked out of the way in a non-high traffic zone, and I have to say, I was really impressed. I mean, your unit, your trailer had everything that somebody could possibly want in an off-road camping situation or hunting situation. I mean, your trailer had solar power, it had running water, it had a kitchen, a canopy, a tent, a place to sleep. It had everything. And I was literally blown away.
I appreciate that. So it's gone even farther now. So now, with obviously joining with Remington Guns, which is awesome in ammo, we've actually added some cool features to the Remington model. So one of them is a handgun bolt safe that comes up in the front side above the kitchen. It's tucked up out of the way. You visually can't see it. It's all done with biometric thumbs. So that way, at the end of the day, if you're hunting, I always carry my 357 on my chest. But when I'm back camping and stuff, I'll put it away. Now you've got a nice area to store it and transport. That's huge too. So in certain states, and able to transport weapons and ammo, you have to have them in a locked up safe. Well, that's secured, so you're taken care of there. The next one is I think you saw us with a Pelican case on top of the rack system.
I did.
You can haul your long guns. We took that another step and said, let's make it a secure bolt. And I think I got a chance to show you at this year's SHOT Show. It's a keypad, but you pull it out, and I had pre-laser cut for a couple of Remington 870 old school shotguns in there, and they fit perfect in there. And again, it's nice and secure. It allowed me to put two guns, three boxes of ammo, put some cool little laser cuts and stuff and signs in there and stuff, but have fun with it. But at the same time, on a serious note, safety, security, number one. I mean, we heard from a lot of parents. In this growing market, that parents are starting to take their kids out more hunting, they're taking them out camping more, and being able to put their weapons in a secure, lockable vault is huge for them from a parent standpoint. So, it was kind of cool. And then, of course, always partnering with True Timber is always amazing. So, we were able to come up with some color schemes. So, the first one that you saw was Suzuki's camo that they come under King Quad. Now Remington has chosen the tan, which you saw, the prairie camo, which you saw, olive, and then strata. So that'll be the four colors for 2024 that we'll offer. And then, of course, we'll listen to consumers and get feedback, and then we'll offer maybe some more additional colors in 2025. But there's been a lot of fun stuff. Another advancement that we did out of the last time talking to you is we had a custom camo awning made. First of its kind. Nobody's ever done
Nice.
a line before. So that was kind of neat. And then we partnered with a company called OVS, and they built us a custom tent that actually, when it's closed, it has another rack system. So you can put your tree perches on there. You can put a skinning rack on there. You can put a kayak on there. Or a lot of people are taking their mountain bikes now and putting parking and taking their mountain bikes and scouting around. So more flexibility, again, it just added on to safety, number one, for the hunters and campers. Number two is give them the ability to stay longer, get off the ground. And that's where you talked about solar, lithium batteries, propane, the kitchens, refrigerators, freezers, awnings. So not only are you getting out of the elements and get off the ground, it's safer. It's just a lot more fun. And of course, now you've got a base camp for everybody to enjoy. And everybody to kind of hang out.
Well, the thing is, you have a model and a price point for just about every outdoorsman. You start with the Recon, which if you're going off-roading or you're going on a DIY hunt, where you can hook this literally hook the trailer up to your ATV, pull it out off-road into places your Jeep or your pickup truck will never be able to get to. You could set up a base camp. You're off the ground, you're camping, you're hunting. Like you said, you got a place to lock up your guns at night. And they're big enough where you have the depth to actually lock up your guns inside the trailer.
And so that's a wrap up to a good point. So we have three models. So in the three models, that small one you saw was focused for the ATVs, like the 750 hunt quads, the new overland quads. Everybody's got a nice overlanding hunting quad they're coming out with now. So that one is very easily towed by them and only weighs 900 pounds fully outfitted. So that's half the capacity of most side by or most ATVs out there. For the side-by-side guys that have a lot of the new hunting side-by-sides and the ranchers and all that stuff, that's what the R20 is. So that's the side-by-side model. It's 64 inches wide, so it matches the width of the side-by-side. So wherever the side-by-side goes, the trailer can follow. Same with the height. So we focused a lot on not only matching the weight and the width, but the height of each vehicle that's towing it. Of course, the guys that have the smaller SUVs, Jeeps, smaller trucks, big full-size trucks, any. We have guys buying these at Ford Raptors, and I have guys that are buying these at Toyota Tacomas. And that's the R12. And again, weight is huge there because it only weighs 2,000 pounds loaded. That was with two, that's two shotguns. That was with a Ruger handgun, three clips, some ammo, food, water, all that, everything that I needed just to go at 2,000 pounds. Any small truck can pull that now. So that's a huge advantage for them.
And a refrigerator.
And a refrigerator. Yep, you got a 12-volt refrigerator in there. Plus, you got a propane stove in there. So, Camp Chef, which is awesome. So, we've partnered with them. So, every Remington comes the Camp Chef. Every Remington comes the Remington Cool already. So, it's already ready to go for you guys. And that's the other great thing working with Remington is the vision that they had on this. So, every Remington trailer comes pre-done. It's got its own rims and tire look and feel. It already comes with a tent. With a rack on it. It comes with an awning, a Remington cooler, and a Camp Chef cooktop and a sink. So the Remington model is really a turnkey package for the hunter that doesn't have existing products. So now they can order these, get them dropped off. They're putting food, water, ammo, guns, and they're hitting the road.
And they all come with the electrical panels. Where you
Correct.
connect the solar panels, you can plug in your lights, you can plug in any recharge
Anything.
your phone, whatever you need out in the bush.
We have people actually hooking up Starlink to these now. So I mean,
Wow.
if you need to work, let's say you want to go hunt, but you got one meeting you got to get to, with the technology of lithium batteries and solar, the ability to do things now in inverters. So like the middle one and the big ones come with 1,000-watt inverters in them. We're running at shows just to show people. We're running TVs, we're running loops, we're running our iPads, all of the refrigerators, running everything. And we're getting 2 to 3 days on a brand new style of lithium 100 amp batteries. You introduce solar into that, now you're just pretty much got an off-grid vehicle that's just going to stay there for a while. So whether it's charging your phone, iPad, GPS, your scope, night vision, whatever it is, these trailers come well outfitted for plenty of power options for the customer.
And one of the good things about the refrigeration that you have, it's a Demotic.
So we use Dometic, we use Ice,
Dometic.
we use Explore
Okay.
Bear. So whatever the customer wants, we're very neutral when it comes to that. So we supply the power and the terrain, a way to tie it down.
One of the good things about using the Dometic is it's good for refrigeration, but if you happen to fill your tag, you could field dress that animal on the spot. And you could turn that up into a freezer
Absolutely.
and not
So
have to worry about a thing.
you can even take it one step further. So on the back of each trailer, there is a real trailer hitch. On the front, there's a row trailer hitch. You can actually put your skinning rack on the front or the back, depending on how you want to actually field dress your deer or whatever your boar, whatever you're hunting. If you're fishing, it's even easier. But with the power on these and the ability to do that, you can actually take your refrigerator and turn the whole thing into a freezer. You can split them in half now. You can make the whole thing refrigerator, whole thing freezer. Then you got one more secret. Take your little vacuum bags system out there, plug that sucker in, whether it's 12 volt or 110, you still got plenty of power on the trailer. You can actually vacuum bag that, throw it and flash freeze it in there. And that, for a guy that's fishing, or if you and I are out deer hunting and we each got a tag, this kind of changes the game now, because I can come back and field dress my deer, and you can still go hunt. We don't have to leave now to get the deer out. So we've got time. We're not rushed. And that was kind of, and again, that's that base camp mentality. It gives you a place to come back to, back and forth. So, and of course, if you want to cook what you catch, you've got plenty of opportunity to cook it right there on the trailer.
And I'm a big fan of Camp Chef. I use it myself. Amazing products with endless possibilities. You have plenty of storage to bring extra gear, extra cooking products, whatever you
Table.
need. There's plenty
Table.
of storage. You can bring a table.
Yep. We tried to
Now,
design a rack system. You could bring whatever you want on there.
and price point, I mean, you're starting at like 12, 13 grand all the way up to like 30, $40,000. So there's really something for everybody and as many options that you want to add, you have it. It's amazing.
We even got financing now. So that's something new too since the SHOT Show. So we finally got approved. We are a real trailer manufacturer. You do get MSOs on these, so that makes you eligible for finance. So if you go to our website, you'll see on some of the models, we're starting to advertise a unapproved credit, a monthly payment. So that changes the game a little bit for a lot of entry-level guys that are just starting to get into hunting or even camping. That helps them. And then they get to enjoy it a little bit better because it's a little easier to digest. Like right now, I think on our small one, the monthly payment is $112 a month. On the big one, it's $258 a month. Now that's on approved credit, of course. You need a certain amount down, but that's an achievable kind of item now, and it allows you to have a lot of fun. And again, all these trailers, when they're in combined, you'll see some in our website how they're deployed. And then when they're not deployed in travel mode, they're very compact. The biggest one will fit in a single car garage or in your driveway. So now you can plug it in, get ready to go. And as soon as you come home after work, you literally disconnect, hook up, and hit the trail, and you're off and running. You don't have to actually go to storage or go somewhere and pick it up and do this and pre-prep. It's at home and ready to go.
And when hunting season could be a little chilly. You're out in the field, you set up in a tent, you're off the ground, which helps, but you could also plug in an electric heater. You don't even have to worry about the propane heaters. Just plug it in.
They've got some really cool technology out now, Chris. They got some propane. They're called diesel heaters. So you got diesel heater, propane, and electric. And you got Mr. Heater, of course. Everybody's seen those at Bass Pro. So Bass Pro carries the Mr. Heater. It's really neat. Put a little green can on there, and you've got a nice heating element, knockover proof, so it won't catch on fire. But now the new craze is the diesel heaters, and we make brackets that go on the front of the trailers. And they have a central air heating system. So it actually pulls the air out of the tent and puts it back in warm. It's got a Bluetooth remote thermometer or thermostat on it. So if you're in a really cold, cold area, not a problem. Plus, the tents that we chose have a liner that goes in there for a cold weather package. And of course, in the cold weather package also comes with a heater that goes on the water tank. So that way your water tank stays non-frozen. So there's a lot, and again, that's part of the fun that we have when customers call us. Is the first thing is, what's your tow vehicle and what's your use case? How are you going to use this? Because the one thing I learned in this last and since we started this business is everybody's different, which is fun. That's the fun part of this is there are no two people that use our trailers alike.
Now, you're an avid outdoorsman. What made you step into making trailers? It's not something
Again,
that just, everybody thinks of.
I didn't want to sleep on the ground anymore. Remember your kids, I'm like, when we grew up, here's the tent, the sleeping bag, and you slept on the ground. That's just how when I grew up, that's how it was. And then now this allows you. So You know, if you all, we all have that buddy that has the ATV that piles everything he can on the ATV or the side by side. They pile everything in the front, and it's a moving kind of like a circus, you know, but everything's piled on there, and it's tipping and it's not sturdy. The get everything off of that and put it on the trailer. Now you got your quad back, or you got your side by side back to actually do hunting once you drop the trailer. So that it's safer for, first of all, because you're not carrying fuel on your vehicle, which you never want to do. You never want to carry a vehicle on your fuel that has an exhaust pipe or any kind of electric, you know, kind of heat change. So on the trailers, you'll notice on every single one of our trailers, the Rotopack cans are far to the back away. So that's safety number one. Two, we no longer have that weird balance anymore on the quad or side by side, because now it's on the trailer, which has all been CG'd, tongue weighted, everything for those tow vehicles. So now it's safer. Plus, you get to carry more now. So now you get to stay longer. So I'm not limited to what I can carry on my backpack or quad anymore, or side by side. I'm limited to what the trailer, and the trailer can carry a ton of water, a lot of fuel, and get you off the ground.
What kind of suspension do the trailers have? Is it
We
an
have two kinds.
independent or?
Yeah, so all of them are ITS. So everything is independent suspension on all of our trailers. Our base model trailers all come with Timbering. That's a well-known company throughout the country. They have parts everywhere. Camping World, E-Trailer, everybody carries replacement parts. All of the bearings, the bearing races are all US. So any part on our trailers, you can walk into any automotive place, you can walk into any trailer place, get replacement parts. If you're the extreme guy that's going on the Rubicon, or you're going to Alaska, or you're going down to South America, and you want some little more advanced suspension, we have the Fabtech long travel suspension, and that you have a great link on our website. So that allows you to take it to the next level of backcountry Alaska, back level Canada, or even on the Rubicon to the US, or even going down to South America. So that just allows you to have a lot more travel and gives you a little more extra height.
Well, what's the most extreme situation that you've taken your trailers out into?
So rivers, so dried up riverbeds. So if you go to our website, you'll see one. It's the backside of Big Bear. That's actually a river that hasn't flowed for a while. It has four waterfalls that Fabtech drug it up. So Fabtech took the rock crawler, which is, you know, designed to go rock crawling, and pulled the trailer behind it. And about halfway up the river, the road, they call it, the comment from the driver was, "I literally forgot your trailer was back there." That's a huge compliment, because that means he didn't have to alter his driving strategy. He drove the trail for his Jeep, and the trailer followed. That's huge. And how we were able to achieve that is our trailers are the same width as your tow vehicle or inside the tow vehicle. So that way it tracks with or tracks inside of the tow vehicle. That's huge. That little things like that make it enjoyable to go off-roading, because you think about a tow vehicle at 72 inches wide, or even 71 inches wide. And if you're pulling a trailer that's 89 or 90 inches wide, or 102 inches wide, you're probably not gonna be able to go on the trail that you want to go, because it's not cut through that. It's not been burned through the tire. So you're having to do weird things. So being able to size up these trailers to the vehicles, and being avid hunters and being off-roaders, we knew this. And that's, and again, working with Suzuki, working with Yamaha, working with these big companies, are going, "Hey, here's why we did 64. Here's why we did 58." So you listen to them and you take that and you learn. And that we were able to apply that to all of our trailers. And we, to this day, anything new that we always whiteboard out, the first thing we talk about is weight and width.
Where have you personally taken the recon with your ATV?
Big Bear. So Big Bear, backside of Crestline, backside of Johnson Valley. So we have a mountain range here that goes from Wrightwood to Big Bear. On the backside of that, we get some nice BLM land that we can go play on. There's a place called King of Hammers out there, everybody knows about. So that's a huge off-roading area. So there's a place called Big Rock out there, Joshua Tree. And of course, there's all these cool trails that go backside of Big Bear that allow us to go have fun with the quads, because they're all green stickered quads. So we have to obey by all the rules. And of course, there's a beautiful place called Borrego Springs out by Palm Springs and Salton Sea. Another gorgeous place. We've taken them out. We've actually taken the CF Moto, came out with an Overland 999 cc V twin quad. And that's, you'll see it on our site. We did the black camo on that. Pretty impressive. It's got a lot of torque, a lot of horsepower. It's got a front winch, and it pretty much pulled the recon like it didn't even know it was back there. So we were able to go up any trail we wanted to, any rock face, anything we wanted to go, it took us there.
A lot to be said for pulling a trailer that's so light that you don't even realize, you forget you're towing, and it's really amazing. You don't have to alter anything the way you drive. You don't have to be self-conscious. You just drive the way you normally drive.
No extended mirrors. That's another huge thing. So you don't want to go buy mirrors or put weird mirrors on your vehicle. With these trailers, you don't have to. Even the recon, you know, with the number one question we get on recon is why does it not have side boxes? That's because when you're on the quad, when you look back, you have a clear view behind you. If we were to make it too wide and put boxes on there, the driver now, the quad wouldn't be able to see around the trailer. So quads don't have rear view mirrors. So you have to use your head and turn. So that's little things like that are things that we went out and tested and put on the trail and got, you know, did a ton of seat time. You know, we R&D'd these trailers for 2 years before we even told anybody.
Long time.
So we didn't, you know, we took a different approach. There's a lot of companies that would just make it, use the consumer as the R&D. We didn't do that. The gray trailer you see on our screen, that's our R&D trailer. That trailer is 3 years old with Fabtech suspension on it. And it's got 16,553 miles on it. That's a lot of off-road miles on a trailer.
That is, and there's nothing like your product out there.
I don't think so. Hey, we're USA made. We're very proud of that. Everything is made in the USA. We use USA made steel, so we're huge on that. You know, we are applying for our certificate to get the nice badge you can put on there. But 100% of our vehicles are all people. Everybody here is from the USA.
Amazing. All right, so where can we find you?
So snowtrailers.com, that's snotrailers.com, or remingtontrailers.com, either one. So both those links will come right to our website, depending on what you're looking for. If you're looking for hunting, click on the remingtontrailers.com. If you're looking for everything, just go to snowtrailers.com. And of course, you can always reach out and call us at 949 949- 500-9367.
All right. I appreciate you taking the time to speak to us today, and we look forward to your next model.
Yep, we appreciate it, Chris. We'll see you hopefully at the NRA show.
Yes, you will. All right.
Have a great day.
You too.